This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. British police said Sunday a deadly stabbing spree in a park in the southern English town of Reading is being treated as terrorism. Police say a 25-year-old suspect stabbed to death three people and seriously injured three others in a park about 35 miles west of London. The Counterterrorism Policing Network has taken over the investigation. It's the day after high expectations were dashed for U.S. President Donald Trump's first campaign rally in months in the U.S. city of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Black Lives Matter protests against Saturday's rally began peacefully. Mr. Trump's camp expected 1 million people because of pre-event ticket requests, but a fraction of that, 6,200 according to local authorities, showed up to the 19,000-seat arena. Even so, it was believed to be the largest indoor event in the country since restrictions to prevent the coronavirus began in March. The event carried on despite warnings from public health officials about COVID-19. More than 464,000 people have died globally from the coronavirus, and in the hard-hit United States, that number nears 120,000. Brazil, the UK, and Italy follow in deaths. With more than 2.2 million cases, the U.S. has more infections than anywhere else in the world. Brazil and Russia follow with more than 1 million and more than 583,000 infections, respectively. The number of confirmed infections is 8.8 million globally. Here's some of what's happening around the world in the coronavirus news. Spain reopened its borders to European tourists Sunday as the continent continues to ease lockdowns put in place to quell the spread of the new coronavirus. Once the country with the third highest number of confirmed cases of COVID-19, Spain has fallen to seventh. This is VOA News.